Systemic teaching about Christian life. Subject of this audio: Rooted and Established in Christ. Chapter 3. Rooted and Built Up in Christ. When God, through the Scriptures, teaches that a Christian can walk in the world without having to cease to be in Christ because the Lord Jesus is powerful to sustain, in all time and everywhere, every Christian who trusts in the Lord, God is also manifesting His intention for Christians to persevere in living and walking in Christ or to do so continuously. When God offers us the immeasurable benefit of eternal life in Christ, the Lord does not offer this newness of life to serve as a sporadic benefit, just at some particular times, or in specific places, but to serve as a continuous, permanent, and eternal benefit. As described also in the subject entitled Vocation, Calling, and Election, the upward call of God in Christ Jesus does not refer to a call to a partial or eventual Christian life, but to a calling in which Christ, the Emmanuel, offers to be the God with us in everything or all aspects of the life of each person who receives Him as Lord in one's heart. God's proposition for people to live and walk in Christ is not limited to some specific times or events but is a proposition for the whole life or all time that remains for one person in the world, as well as for one's entire eternal life. The call to be in Christ extends to all periods, age ranges, and places of an individual's life. 1 Peter 4:1-3. Therefore, since Christ suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves also with the same mind, for he who has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin, that he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh for the lusts of men, but for the will of God. For we have spent enough of our past lifetime in doing the will of the Gentiles, when we walked in lewdness, lusts, drunkenness, revelries, drinking parties, and abominable idolatries. 2 Peter 3:10-12. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens will pass away with a great noise, and the elements will melt with fervent heat, both the earth and the works that are in it will be burned up. Therefore, since all these things will be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness, looking for and hastening the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be dissolved, being on fire, and the elements will melt with fervent heat? Considering that being in Christ is so precious and fundamental to the present and eternal life of every individual, God repeatedly reiterates His call for Christians to be attentive to abide in Him who is offered to them from heaven by the perfect love of the Lord and who can guide them appropriately in God's will in the most diverse situations of their lives. As seen in the previous chapter, the Lord Jesus Christ is powerful to support or supply all Christians in all their needs and at all times because He is already seated eternally as Lord of Lords and King of Kings above the heavens and all the earth. And yet, because of the essential or indispensable condition that being in Christ represents for each person's life, God calls Christians, inclusive, to make being and abiding in Christ a priority target in their lives, calling them to move forward in this purpose to the point of taking root in the Lord by continually practicing remaining in Christ. Since life according to the new creature, according to God's will, or in consonance with God's kingdom is granted to be lived in Christ, the Lord longs that Christians also persist in remaining in Christ to grow and be constant in the newness of life given to them through the grace of the Lord, offering them the possibility of becoming firmly rooted in Christ. Being, abiding, living, and walking in Christ is so vital and essential to a Christian's life that God allows or enables an individual not only to receive newness of life in Christ but also to be established in it firmly or unshakably. The newness of eternal life that is offered from the kingdom of God to all human beings is effectively granted to an individual when one believes in Christ Jesus as the Lord of his or her life. However, it is by the permanence of a Christian in Christ that this life in the Lord keeps working and growing in the one who did receive it. Thus, the call to abide in the Lord accompanies the initial receiving of this life, as well as the call to be rooted and established in the Lord accompanies the call to abide in Christ, as exemplified in the texts below. Colossians 2:6-7. As you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him and established in the faith, as you have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving. 1 Corinthians 15:56-58. The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Walking rooted in something is more than just walking in something. To walk rooted is to be connected to something in such a way that one or something that is rooted cannot easily be removed from what one is placed in. Let us still see below the meaning of this word rooted according to the considerations associated in the online Bible with Strong's lexicon comments. Rooted. To cause to strike root, to strengthen with roots, to render firm, to fix, establish, cause a person or a thing to be thoroughly grounded. To be rooted in something is to take root in what something is placed, which, in turn, needs time and perseverance in abiding in that what something was placed. Yet another way of expressing the concept of rooted is presented in the scriptures by the use of the expressions built up or edified in the Lord, expressions which are also compared to the concept of being grounded firmly in the Lord, as can be seen in the following text. Ephesians 3:14-19. For this reason I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man. That Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height, to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Experiencing to live and to walk in Christ is a wonderful step that a Christian may reach through faith in Christ Jesus. However, living and walking rooted in Christ is of an even greater magnitude and preciousness, enabling the Christian to be established and built up continually and increasingly in the Lord so that, among others, one may 1. To know and understand, with the other saints, which is the width, the length, the depth, and the height of the love of Christ, which exceeds all understanding. 2. To be filled with all the fullness of God. 3. To remain unshaken in the Lord until the end, until the time of receiving the crown of eternal righteousness forever. When Christians lack knowledge of God's love, understanding of the extent of this love, or fullness of the Spirit of the Lord, they do not become deprived of these vital aspects because God does not want to grant them or because God eventually would not have enough and simultaneous provision for all the saints. They lack them because they do not extend roots to the rivers of living waters by the fact that they also do not remain long enough or in sufficient constancy to establish firm roots in the Lord or to be adequately grounded in Christ. When God calls Christians to persevere in Christ to the point of being rooted in Him, He is not calling them to be subject to a punitive or detrimental obligation to their lives, or to establish restrictions concerning the access of what is good for them. On the contrary, God calls Christians to achieve the condition of being perfected in the Lord, for it is only in Christ that a Christian can live and walk appropriately according to the good, pleasant, and perfect heavenly will, as it is also outlined in the texts below. James 1:2-4. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. Colossians 2:8-10. Beware lest anyone cheat you through philosophy and empty deceit, according to the tradition of men, according to the basic principles of the world, and not according to Christ. For in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are complete in him, who is the head of all principality and power. The expression "you are complete in him" is translated into Portuguese also as "you are perfected in him," ratifying the text previously exposed that declares that it is in Christ that a person can come to experience in fact the condition of a new creature granted by heavenly grace. A Christian is not complete in oneself, but when one is in Christ, one is perfected because Christ is perfect, which is why every Christian is called to be and remain in Christ to the point that one is rooted and built up in him so that this abiding does not become easily or frequently interrupted. There is no height, depth, length, or width that Christ cannot reach and in which he cannot manifest his power and strength, but for this to be a daily reality in the life of Christians, each of them is also called to observe whether one is establishing firm roots or foundations in the Lord. 1 Corinthians 3:10-11. According to the grace of God which was given to me, as a wise master builder I have laid the foundation, and another builds on it. But let each one take heed how he builds on it. For no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. When a Christian is willing to allow the Lord Jesus Christ to guide him or her in life, it is vital that one is also aware that the Lord only intends to lead him or her in ways in which this Christian is already sufficiently or firmly rooted or adequately built up to remain living and walking in Christ regardless of what will present itself before this Christian. But since many Christians do not take root firmly in Christ, and so they are not well rooted in the Lord, they also deprive themselves of enjoying more of Christ's direction and benefits for their lives. On the other hand, under the direction of the Lord, a Christian may be led several times by the Spirit of the Lord even to places and situations that appear to be devoid of a productive purpose, but which have an objective of rooting or edifying the Christian primarily in Christ for him or her to be prepared beforehand for other works in the Lord. And a situation that exemplifies this kind of action did occur with Paul when, before sending him into the world to perform the ministry of a preacher and an apostle of his gospel, Christ guided him to withdraw for 3 years from his homeland to be first rooted in the Lord. To grow in the roots toward the rivers of living water to be rooted in Christ, as well as to build steadfast connections with the everlasting foundation to be well grounded in the Lord, is also to grow or to edify respectively, for mere exterior and superficial growth does not serve as reliable support that a person needs for life. What sustains a tree is the ground in which it is located, and what supports a building is the foundation upon which it is built up, considering yet that if the soil or the foundation, respectively, are not appropriate, there is also no way for them to offer proper support. However, even when the ground or foundation is suitable, as is the case with Christ Jesus as the ground and foundation for the life of Christians, if a person does not take root in the soil or connects oneself appropriately with the foundation given by God, one can be subject to become shaken even if the ground and foundation are unshakable. In his condition of having also come into the world as the Son of Man, the Lord Jesus Christ himself lived and walked about 30 years on earth so that God could then lead him on even more arid or hostile ways to accomplish the Heavenly Father's will. The Lord Jesus Christ himself, in his condition as Son of Man, also had to take root in God and the will of his Heavenly Father so that, once firmly rooted in him, he could walk on the path subject to the persecution, cross, and death to which he was guided to manifest God's provision of salvation offered to all human beings. Hebrews 2:17-18. Therefore, in all things he had to be made like his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make propitiation for the sins of the people. For in that he himself has suffered, being tempted, he is able to aid those who are tempted. Plus. Hebrews 5:7-10. Jesus, who, in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications, with vehement cries and tears to him who was able to save him from death, and was heard because of his godly fear, though he was a son, yet he learned obedience by the things which he suffered. And having been perfected, he became the author of eternal salvation to all who obey him, called by God as high priest according to the order of Melchizedek. The Lord Jesus Christ, when he came to be in his condition of Son of Man, took root in God to the point of doing nothing out of the Heavenly Father's will. John 5, 19. Then Jesus answered and said to them, "Most assuredly, I say to you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he sees the Father do, for whatever he does, the Son also does in like manner." John 4, 34. Jesus said to them, "My food is to do the will of him who sent me, and to finish his work." Shortly after his first personal encounter with Christ, Saul, also called Paul, wanted to go to his acquaintances immediately and preach the gospel of Christ to them. However, at the beginning of his Christian life, Paul did not know enough about this gospel, nor was he sufficiently rooted, grounded, and built up in Christ for the oppositions that would come against his life and ministry that he would receive from God, which is why the Lord first led Paul to retire to Arabia for 3 years. And in this period, the Lord Jesus Christ himself taught Paul to be rooted in him for only after that going to the world as a preacher of the heavenly gospel. And here we also remember, that being rooted or grounded in Christ does not aim just that the world cannot discourage or withdraw a Christian from living and walking in Christ, but it also aims at protecting the Christian from letting oneself be removed from living and walking in Christ. Every Christian is called by God to be God's dwelling place or temple so that the Lord may always be his or her God with us in Christ Jesus. However, since God's dwelling in one's life so that one may also dwell in God refers to an offer of life according to the heavenly kingdom, and not a condition of imposition, every Christian is also called to continue persevering in his option for life in Christ. An attitude for which the Lord likewise offers full help to all who choose to be rooted in him. Hebrews 3, 3-6. For this one has been counted worthy of more glory than Moses, inasmuch as he who built the house has more honor than the house. For every house is built by someone, but he who built all things is God. And Moses indeed was faithful in all his house as a servant, for a testimony of those things which would be spoken afterward, but Christ as a son over his own house, whose house we are if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm to the end. And to conclude this chapter, we would like to mention once again that when a person is rooted and grounded in Christ, the Lord can even lead that person to experience the manifestation of the heavenly glory working through him or her, for by standing in Christ, one will also know to attribute the glory appropriately to him who sustains his or her life, as well as the whole universe. Colossians 3, 1-4. If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, or will manifest himself, then you also will appear, be manifested, with him in glory. 1 Corinthians 10, 31. Therefore, whether you eat or drink, or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God.